Roland, I'm going to use the phrase, well, we're back.
Oh.
Let's not go through it
how
again.
How unusual.
We're back. I found this on the internet, verified its authenticity, and this was remarkable. Remarkable in so many different ways because it speaks to our generation. And it's called I No Longer Have. The author at the end of this little dissertation. I no longer have patience for certain things, not because I've become arrogant, but simply because I've reached a point in my life where I do not want to waste more time with what displeases me or hurts me. I have no patience for cynicism, excessive criticism, and demands of any nature. I lost the will to please those who do not like me, to love those who do not love me back, and to smile at those who do not want to smile at all. I no longer spend a single minute on those who lie or who want to manipulate. I decided not to coexist anymore with pretense, hypocrisy, dishonesty, and cheap praise. I do not tolerate selective erudition nor academic arrogance. I do not adjust either to popular gossiping. I have in hate and conflict and comparisons. I believe in a world of opposites, and that's why I avoid people with rigid and inflexible personalities. In friendship, I dislike the lack of loyalty and betrayal. I do not get along with those who do not know how to give a compliment or a word of encouragement. Exaggerations bore me, and I have difficulty accepting those who do not like animals. And on top of everything else, I have no patience for anyone who does not deserve my patience.
Hmm.
Meryl Streep.
Really?
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
And I read it, I read it again and again and again, and I'm saying every person over 40 has come to this crossroads, I believe, at least intelligent person, in their life.
Well, okay? That's selective.
It is selective, I grant you. And as you get older, and Ms. Streep, I believe, now is in her early 60s, if I'm not mistaken, we no longer have time, Roland, for the excesses of life, for things that really don't matter. We're focused now. I know you and I have lived our life this way in this portion as we play the back nine. We no longer have time for things that aren't important, those things of excess, people that who only live in hate and are inflexible. We don't have time for those people anymore.
Well, you think that's probably true because we are in the December or the November-December of our
How about October?
Lifespan.
I like October.
You can be July.
July.
I really shouldn't label it that way because you never know.
You never know.
You can be as active and intelligent and cogent into your 90s and 100s.
That's correct.
And many people are.
They are today, without question. But my point is, as we do get older, if we are thinking people, what she has said here really, in many ways, has defined an attitude that life is to be enjoyed, to be around people that are interesting and that care, just like the woman we've had on the program earlier today. Both of them, Sue DeCicco and Linda Mornell, these are people that care, that they are involved in this planet, all right? Those are the people we want to be involved with. The rest don't matter. And sometimes you have to draw that line, and I really was impressed with this. I really was. Absolutely impressed.
Well, I think it's something that we ought to bring up every so often because I think it's important to bring that out there when people like Sue and Linda and who wrote that?
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl
Streep.
Sorry. That's okay. You had me going there, too. Meryl Streep.
That put that out there because that's where we need to go as a society. What she's done
yes.
is eliminate everything but love.
Yes.
So
perfectly said.
Love becomes the denominator
yes.
of one's numerating life.
Yes, and I will add patience and tolerance. I will add patience and tolerance in that. Oh, thank you, Ronald, for your thoughts on that. I just found this fascinating. And as we fascinate along on Smith Sabatino, America Weekend, on the Envision Radio Networks, please, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Imagine yourself being financially free, doing what you want, when you want, where you want, with who you want.
Kerry Siegel retired at 45. He shares 99 money tips in his book, Why Didn't They Teach Me This in School?
One of his secrets is to save half of every pay raise. This is easy, he explains, because you're already used to living on what you make now.
What if you're just scraping by? Then don't split it evenly. Do something you're comfortable with. Just realize that the more you invest, the sooner you'll have the money you need to live the life you want.
So take part of your next raise and enjoy it. Save and invest the rest. It's the painless path to financial freedom. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So when are men allowed to embrace other men? Actually, it's only on three occasions. Here's the social science of it. There are three times when men may embrace another member of their gender without people thinking the worst. Those three times are one, the death of a loved one, two, when they win an athletic event, and three, selected holidays. The rest of the time, men are missing out. You see, there's a healing capacity to the humble touch. And some believe that people who frequently express this touch emotion live longer, happier, healthier lives, and they build stronger families.
It's beautiful. I think we got a hug.
What's the cheap psychological trick? With a simple embrace, there's a bonding that words just can't duplicate. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.